Management by Objectives, Chapter 4, Planning. Key verse. And that servant, which knew his Lord's will, and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. Luke 12:47. Introduction. The last two lessons concerned the importance of purpose in ministry. But you can talk about purpose and vision forever and never get around to fulfilling the vision. It is not enough to know God's purpose for your ministry. You must prepare yourself to fulfill it. You prepare to accomplish God's purpose for your ministry by wise planning. Planning is the subject of this and the following two lessons. In this chapter, you will learn how to plan. Chapter 5 explains how to implement plans, and Chapter 6 explains how to evaluate them. Objectives. An objective is an aim or end of action. It is a goal or intent to be reached. It is a plan. When you set objectives for ministry, you make organized plans to accomplish God's purposes. You plan whether you consciously decide to do so or not. Each day, you do certain tasks. This is your plan for the day, whether or not you have consciously thought it through. Planning by setting objectives is just an organized way of doing what you already do. It helps provide focus and direction for each day. It brings your activities in harmony with your purpose of ministry. Planning is a way of obeying the Lord and accomplishing His purposes for your life in ministry. Objectives are not sacred commands. They are commitments you make to the future. They do not determine your future, but are only a means to organize God's people to do God's work. There is a difference between purpose and objectives. You have learned that purpose is basically spiritual vision. It is knowing your specific reason for ministry, your part in God's plan. Objectives are steps to take to fulfill the purpose God has given you. They are plans for accomplishing purpose. Purposes and visions are not fulfilled just because they exist. You must take action to make them happen. Purpose inspires you, but objectives push you forward to accomplish the vision. Purpose is like faith. Objectives are like works. Purpose without plans are unproductive, just as faith without works is dead. Your purpose in God's plan is great enough that it will take your lifetime to fulfill. Plans are just little steps along the way towards fulfilling the vision God has given you. Here is a diagram that will help you understand this. Objectives lead to our specific purpose, which lead to God's greater purpose, which lead to reaching the world. Look carefully at the diagram. It shows how objectives help you accomplish your purpose, which is part of God's purpose. If each part of the body of Christ accomplishes their specific purpose, then God's great purpose of reaching the world with the gospel will be fulfilled. The objectives of Paul. Let's review Paul's statement of purpose, which you studied in chapter 3. He said, "My purpose of ministry is to bear the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, nations other than Israel, kings, leaders, the nation of Israel." Acts 9:15. Here are Paul's objectives, the plan God gave him for accomplishing his purpose. I will minister and witness to open their eyes, turn them from darkness to light, turn them from the power of Satan to God, lead them to forgiveness of sins, lead them into their spiritual inheritance. See Acts 26:15-18. There are two basic types of objectives. Personal objectives. These are the plans you make to accomplish your own ministry purpose. Group objectives. These are plans you make with others to accomplish the purpose of your corporate fellowship, church, denomination, organization, etc. Statements of faith. Because objectives are statements of what you want to do in the future, they are statements of faith made in harmony with God's will. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:1. You do not make your own selfish plans. You make plans to fulfill God's purpose. You are always open to His direction. Whereas you know not what shall be tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. You ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. James 4:14-15. Because objectives are statements of faith, they involve risk. You must step out in faith and begin to act. Because God knows the future, He can give you wisdom in making plans. Importance of objectives. Objectives permit you to accomplish God's specific purpose for your ministry. A major reason for having objectives is to help get things done that need to be done in order to fulfill your purpose. Having a plan helps you make things happen rather than just letting things happen. Plans permit you to act with purpose rather than react in urgent frenzy. Objectives provide direction. Because objectives identify what is to be done, everyone knows the plan. There is a sense of direction and commitment towards a common goal. Confusion is eliminated. Direction is difficult if you do not know where you are going. Objectives provide knowledge of where you are going. Because you are planning ahead, you can anticipate problems and work out solutions before the problems occur. You can engage in offensive spiritual warfare rather than defensive. Planning helps people find their place of ministry in the body of Christ, because objectives identify who will do what. Each person in the ministry knows his specific task. You can mobilize the entire fellowship of believers in united purpose and plans. Objectives permit evaluation of ministry. You can examine your plans and see if they are fulfilling God's purpose for your ministry. You will learn more about this in chapter 6. Objectives prevent you from drifting in ministry. If you do not have objectives, you can spend a lifetime and then suddenly realize, I did not achieve God's purpose. You have drifted along with no plans or organization, no evaluation of ministry, and you fail. Planning helps you identify your motives. Motives are your reasons for doing something. You will find yourself examining your objectives and motives in every area of ministry. You will start asking, what are my objectives in preaching this sermon? What are my objectives in having this business meeting? What are my objectives in teaching this lesson? What are my objectives in counseling this person, writing this letter, etc.? You begin to evaluate every activity in terms of how it relates to your purpose of ministry. Selecting objectives. Objectives should come through prayer, guidance of the Holy Spirit, study of God's Word, and from understanding your specific purpose within God's plan. Planning is not a substitute for prayer and Bible study. Planning should result from prayer and Bible study. Planning should also relate to purpose. You learned in the last lesson how an environmental analysis reveals spiritual needs of the people and area in which you are ministering. You learned how ministry purpose must be related to these needs as well as God's purpose. Prayer, Bible study, and knowledge of purpose are very important to planning. Without these, you will plan with human reasoning. Your ways are not God's ways. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55:8-9. The error of the rich young man's plans in Luke 12:16-20 was that he thought within himself. He made plans without God's guidance. God already knows the plans He has for you. Your responsibility is to understand and act upon his plans. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. Because you select objectives, planning involves making decisions. You will decide to do some things and decide not to do others. You will set priorities. Priorities are things that are more important than others. The four further study section study of Luke 12:16-20 illustrates the importance of setting proper priorities. You may need to review Principles of Biblical Decision Making, which are given in the Harvest Time International Institute courses entitled Biblical Management Principles and Knowing God's Voice. These will help you in decision-making in the planning process. Setting objectives. Here are some guidelines to help you set objectives for ministry. Objectives must be written. Write the vision and make it plain, that he may run that reads it. Habakkuk 2:2. If you write objectives down, it is easier to remember, implement, and evaluate your plans. This is what David did as he planned the temple under the inspiration of God. David said, "All this the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me, all the details of the pattern." 1 Corinthians 28:19. Objectives must relate to purpose. This is a very important part of planning. If you make plans that do not relate to your ministry purpose, you will be doing good works, but not the work God has for you. If all of your objectives relate to your purpose, then they will all relate one to another and work together in a general plan of ministry. Every plan you make will be in harmony with your purpose. If your purpose is in harmony with God's purpose and the plans you make are in harmony with your purpose, then your objectives will be biblical. Objectives must be clearly stated. If objectives are not written clearly, no one will understand them. Write each objective clearly. Have one goal for each objective. Make it easy to understand the plan. Remember that Habakkuk 2:2 indicates only visions which are understood will motivate people. Objectives must be balanced. Plans must be balanced between faith and reality. If they are too unrealistic, they cannot be achieved. But at the same time, do not be limited by your resources, natural thinking, personnel, or finances. Set unlimited plans of faith. Remember, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Mark 10:27. Objectives must be definite. Plans must be definite. This means they must answer the following questions. What are we going to do? State specifically what you will do. How are we going to do it? State exactly what action steps and methods you will take to achieve the plan. When are we going to do it? Schedule a starting date, a completion date, and times for reviewing the progress of the plan. Who is going to do it? Who will do what specific tasks to make this plan work? How many people will be needed? Who has the spiritual gifts to do this effectively? How will the people involved work together? What is it going to cost? Estimate what it will cost to accomplish the objective. When you do this, you are creating a budget, an estimate of the cost to fulfill the plan. If you budget ministry funds on the basis of objectives and your objectives are in harmony with your purpose, then you will always be using ministry money to fulfill your purpose. Otherwise, you may not use funds wisely. The Harvest Time International Institute course entitled Biblical Management Principles identifies scriptural principles of finance that will assist you in properly using ministry funds. An example of a budget is given in the appendix of the manual. Objectives must be measurable. This means they must be written so you can evaluate whether or not you accomplished the plan. You will learn more about evaluation in Chapter 6. An objective should state exactly what you intend to happen as a result of what you are doing. This makes it easy to evaluate and determine if you have fulfilled your objectives. You cannot measure results of ministry without some prior standards against which to judge them. Objectives must be organized by priority. You will set several objectives for ministry, so you must organize them by priority. Which plans will you complete first? Which objectives are necessary to complete before you can fulfill other related plans? For example, you must evangelize a village before you can establish a church for those converted. Include both long-term and short-term objectives. Planning is a process that takes time. Because of this, you should plan as far in advance as possible. Planning relates to the future. There are two types of future. Immediate future. The next few days, weeks, and months are the immediate future. You should make short-range plans for this period of time. These are plans you will work on right now. Distant future. The distant future is next year and the following years. You should set long-range plans for the distant future. These are future plans for which you can begin to prepare and pray for now. You will actually work on them later. For effective ministry, you should make both short-range and long-range plans. When you do this, you will know that you are to do now, what you are to do now, and exactly what you will do in the future. The Bible teaches that we are to occupy until He comes. This means we are to plan and implement plans for the kingdom of God, both now and in the future, until Jesus returns and takes us to heaven. Planning is a process. Plans should be flexible and open to change. Planning is a process directed by the Holy Spirit. Always be open to new guidance in planning. The Apostle Paul made plans to go to Asia at a certain time, but the Holy Spirit revealed it was not the proper time. Paul adjusted his plan and went at a later date. Acts 16:6. After you make a plan, changes may occur in the environment or your ministry. A better plan may be revealed. Problems may make revision of the original plan necessary. This is why planning must be flexible. You must be open to changing plans as needed and as God leads you to do so. You will need to revise objectives and create new objectives because the environment in which you minister will change and you will have to adjust your plans. For example, if a large group of refugees move into your area, you may need to adjust your plans to include ministry to them. You will complete plans and need new ones. For example, you may reach the goal of establishing a new church in a certain village. Now what will you do? The Holy Spirit may direct you to change plans. You realize the plans you made are not fulfilling God's purpose in your life and ministry. You will need to revise them. Sample objectives. In the four further study section of this lesson, there are some sample objectives for you to study. Both correct and incorrect examples are included. Look at these examples and study them before proceeding with the rest of this lesson. The examples will help you understand what you have studied to this point. Writing your personal objectives. Number 1. Turn back to Chapter 3 and review the statement of purpose which you wrote for your personal ministry. Number 2. Write at least 3 short-range objectives for your own personal ministry. Number 3. Write at least 3 long-range objectives for your own personal ministry. Writing ministry objectives. Number 1. turn back to chapter 3 and review the statement of purpose which you wrote for your church, fellowship, or organization. Number 2, write at least 3 short-range ministry objectives for the corporate ministry in which you are involved. You may want to meet with other leaders in your fellowship to formulate these group objectives. Number 3, write at least 3 long-range ministry objectives for the corporate ministry in which you are involved. You may want to meet with other leaders in your fellowship to formulate these group objectives. Use the worksheet for setting objectives provided in the 4 further study section of this lesson to write your plans. Evaluating objectives. Evaluate the objectives you have written using the following checklist. Are your objectives clear, brief, and easily understood? Does each objective state just one goal? Does each objective set definite plans? What is to be done? How? What are the action steps and methods? When? When are you starting, completing, and having progress check dates? By whom? The cost. Is each objective measurable? Can you evaluate it to see if you actually achieved the plan? Have you set short-range as well as long-range plans? Are your objectives related to your ministry purpose? Are your personal objectives in harmony with the objectives of the corporate ministry in which you are involved? Are you willing to pay the price in terms of finances, time, and sacrifice to make this plan work? Can you ask God's help in reaching this objective? You can, as long as it is in harmony with His general purpose and your specific purpose in His plan.